A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A red circle rises over a line with a word, Solamedia. A dolphin jumps out of water. Dreamin' dolphin. An eye glimmers and blinks. Eagle eye. Lights shine on slender bent metal wires. The wires form a hollow rectangle. Grid. Netflix presents a production by Dreamin' Dolphin Film in co-production with Eagle Eye Film Production, Grid Animation, U Media, screenplay by Andrea Deppert, Martin Benke, additional story and dialogue, Marina Martins, Jesper Muller, Regina Welker, Nina Wells. A yellow leaf falls from a branch. Based on the book Latte and the Magic Water Stone by Sebastian Liebeck. In animation, Latte, a rolled-up hedgehog, bounces off a tree, rolls down rocks, and uncurls.
Hiding low, hiding tall. Princess Latte gets them all! Bingo!
Water droplets trickle off a flower and into a shell.
Oops.
The flower's petals fall. Latte bounces over dried roots, grabs a vine, and swings into a hollowed-out tree trunk decorated with leaves.
Ta-da! Perfect landing.
She drinks the water.
Triple go!
Latte crawls inside the trunk. Directed by Regina Welker, Nina Wells. Sunlight pours through the forest canopy. Blue letters appear. Latte and the Magic Water Stone. A squirrel circles up a tree trunk. An older and younger rabbit forage in a bush. The younger rabbit nestles into the older one. A young boar points out a butterfly. Another small boar eats it. The squirrel scurries up a rock face and stares up. A tiny droplet of water falls into a pumpkin bowl.
We can't keep going like this, Viejo. Day by day, we find less and less. Our water reserves are down 4.5 pumpkins, this included. I fear that soon the stream will stop completely.
I'm afraid you're right. We need a long-term solution.
A few drops of dew won't be enough.
Tell everyone to meet for Grand Council at sundown.
Okay.
Hey, Hopper. Everyone's meeting at the pond to play Paw Print. You coming?
Mom?
Okay.
Yes. Run along.
Wait up.
The young rabbit, Hopper, hops ahead of the boar kid.
Wait for me.
From a treetop, Joom, a young squirrel, watches the two boar kids and Hopper play in a clearing. He frowns.
My turn.
Joom holds his arm and looks away. He bounces along a branch toward them. At Latte's tree trunk lodge, a leaf falls on her nose. She wakes and stretches.
Huh?
Leave me alone!
I sense the presence of evil!
Latte observes the clearing.
Look at that! You are a weirdo, Joom. Who leaves tracks like that? Like a lame duck.
or snail trail. Long, slimy, blithering snail trail.
It's my toes. What's wrong with toes? You don't even have toes.
Hopper shoves Joom.
Stop it.
That's so dumb. Leave me alone.
Latte curls into a spiky ball and bounces at Hopper and the hogs.
Showed those scaredy critters, didn't we?
Joom? Are you okay?
I knew it. It was just Latte.
Check out Joom. He thought it was a real monster.
What about you all, huh?
Where's my daddy?
At least some of us have a daddy.
Come on, guys. Let's go play somewhere else. These freaks just mess everything up.
You ruined everything.
What?
Those guys are a bunch of bullies.
A simple thank you would be fine.
You made me look like a total fool.
He splashes mud.
Right.
If you like being a moron so much, then why don't you just go hang out with those guys? And let them laugh at you!
Stupid nuthead. They're all nutheads. All of them. And they can all kiss my spiky butt!
She kicks leaves. On a branch near a hole in a tree.
Where's Mommy and Daddy?
Joom cleans mud off his tail.
At the Great Council. They'll be back home for dinner.
Why are you so dirty? What happened?
Nothing happened. Leave me alone, Mira.
Did you have an accident?
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Sort of.
He watches Latte.
Oh, it was a latte accident again. Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
Mira scurries away. Latte looks up at Joom. Joom shakes his head. His tail hits a walnut. It rolls down the branch.
Oh, no.
He chases after it. The nut bounces off rocks and settles at Latte's doorstep.
No way! Just my lucky day.
Joom scampers down the tree. He sneaks up to the nut. He looks around. He reaches for it.
Nut, nuthead.
She tosses it to him.
Yep. Thanks.
Latte picks up her shell.
What is that?
My water. Why?
Your water? Water belongs to everybody.
I collected that water. So that water belongs to me.
Look over there. A three-headed snail. Everybody puts the water they collect in the pumpkins for all of us.
Us? As if anybody ever gave me any water from the pumpkins. Listen, nobody cares about me, and that's just fine, because I can take care of myself. So if you would just kindly give me back my water.
This water belongs in the pumpkins.
Give me my
water! Everybody's water. Too fast for you?
Latte rolls downhill. She jumps onto a vine and swings ahead of Joom.
Who's too slow? Give it!
Joom hops over her.
Come get it yourself.
Joom pauses by the pumpkins.
I win!
No way!
Just admit, you're not special and you'll get it back.
Don't you dare!
He tips the water out of the shell.
Oh, I'm gonna get you!
She balls up and lands next to him. He falls into the pumpkin.
Joom? Joom?
Oh, I'm fine, I'm okay! Oh, no.
Get out of the pumpkin! Now!
The pumpkin splits open.
Oops.
So what you call a fancy pumpkin?
Quick! No, we gotta hide!
Pumpkin! you get it?
Cassie! Oh no! If what I see is what you see, what we see is a catastrophe!
Oh, I see.
Vilho, an elder rabbit, stomps his foot on a stump. Animals gather.
They didn't see us. We're good.
Good? We spilled all the water!
So what? No need to cry over spilled water.
Are you crazy? We have to tell them what happened.
Right. So everyone can blame the hedgehog.
What do you mean?
Come on. What forest are you living in? The hedgehog always gets the blame for everything.
Latte and Joom observe from a hollow log.
Calm down!
Now, tell us what happened.
The big water pumpkin is broken.
Smashed and gone.
How could this happen?
What do we do now?
See? They already know. We have to tell them. It was an accident.
No way.
My father says you should always tell the truth. I'm going to tell them.
No, you can't. I can fix this.
It's not fixable.
The log rolls into the clearing. Bounces over a boar piglet and slams into the stump. It spins and splits open on the ground.
June?
Hi, Dad.
You're disturbing the Grand Council. Get home and take care of Mira.
Wait! Joom, do you know anything about who spilled the water?
I bet you it was the hedgehog who did it.
She's right. Wow. I bet it was the hedgehog.
Yeah. Do you know what happened? Speak up.
Latte stands.
It was my fault.
What? No. You?
Oh, no.
It was an accident. I'm really sorry, Dad.
What?
Did you hear that?
Hey, what are you doing?
Silence! Accident or no accident, the water is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a matter of time before the well dries up completely. We have a serious problem. And the sooner we face it,
because of those kids, we have less water left than before.
We are going to die.
Stop, Flo.
A raven with tattered wings descends.
And water is low. And fearful days draw near.
He crash lands.
Oh, no. Not that old fool.
Away, Corp knows. A hero on a journey goes to bring back water here.
Corp, please. The last thing we need right now is you giving everybody false hope.
False hope leads hope, but wisdom is what's true. Return the magic water stone and spring the well.
What nonsense is that? A magic stone of water.
A magic water stone?
Magic sounds like lies.
Raven, quiet down. Everyone has the right to speak at the Grand Council.
Once upon a time, a magic water stone appeared upon White Mountain's peak, where the magic water stone met Earth. Erupted a bountiful spring of turquoise waters so clear they glowed, and all reached bright and all rejoiced till he mentored the Bear King, stole the stone, and all that was is now a dying well. I don't like this guy. Who is he? Is he in charge of this forest or something? I'm gonna come and find him. Brave hero must journey to Bear Forest to save the well and the people whose thirst it quenched. I would journey myself, but no brave heroes here.
There is no magic.
We don't have time to listen to that old
craven. Raven,
oh, no. We don't need these lies.
Such fairy tale nonsense.
You're telling me.
The magic water stone can bring back the water to the forest and save you all. All you have to do is go and get it.
Even if it was true and this magic stone did exist, we can't leave the clearing.
Too scared to find any bravery, are we?
Corp is right. You all are just too scared. You'd rather die of thirst than go get the water stone. You don't even believe it's real.
Wait, what? Listen to the little hedgehog. Even crazier than the old bird.
I'm Princess Latte, and I'm not afraid of anything. I'll do it.
Brave little hedgehog. Brave like her father.
Brave?
Yeah.
Hopefully like her father, she will never come back.
Never come back, will she?
Of course the poor little one's upset and confused.
Come on, there is no water stone.
Crazier than the old bird.
What's wrong with you? Not right now. I will find the magic water stone and save your stupid forest.
She marches off.
Latte, wait.
Leave her alone, son. She's not going anywhere, believe me. She's just a stubborn little hedgehog.
Let the Grand Council continue.
Rabbit?
I'm not scared of some big, fat, greedy bear. Just you all wait and see.
She looks back as the Grand Council meeting disperses. She walks alone on a dried-up riverbed.
Hello?
Someone there?
She karate chops the air. A tree falls over the riverbed. It nearly hits her.
Are you crazy, child? Standing around a construction site? Get out of here now!
What are you doing?
Building the dam. What does it look like?
A dam? What for?
What else? For the water. You aren't the sparkiest firefly in the meadow, are you?
Not smart. So here you are, building a dam, but there isn't any water. Who's the idiot?
There was a big landslide down the riverbed, but when the water comes back, my construction will redirect the river, and the water will be roaring down again.
Water is not coming unless...
Gotta be prepared. Better be a busy beaver before bad befalls.
Did you get that?
Bad has already befallen. But I'm gonna get the water stone and save us all. So don't worry.
The beaver fells another tree. The trees make a triangle.
Well, Bob, water stone? Never heard of it.
Well, it's for real, and I'm gonna go get it. Do you know the way to the North Forest?
North Forest? Where the mighty ferocious King Banter lives?
Yep, exactly.
Follow the dry riverbed down around the landslide and keep going.
Thanks.
Best you walk outside the riverbed, because if the water comes, you'll get plumb flushed away.
I'll keep that in mind. And get your work done. Soon you'll have lots of water.
And no rest for the wicked.
At June's tree.
Is she gone?
Latte? Nah, I'm sure she's just sleeping like always. Hedgehogs, you know.
But if she is going, she's all alone out there.
Alone? Don't worry. She won't go.
I like Latte. I don't want anything bad to happen to her. Daddy says it's very, very dangerous out there.
Come in, kids. Dinner's ready. I made a delicious nut bread.
On my way.
Joom looks at Latte's lodge.
Dangerous?
The full moon glows. Latte walks in the riverbed past exposed tree roots, illuminated by the moonlight. She hides behind a rock, then peeks over it. She looks at the night sky.
Where are you when I really need you? Nobody believes in me or in you. I'm gonna show them, Dad. I'm gonna get that water stone. I mean, Corp is right, isn't he? The water stone is real, right? Daddy, give me a sign.
She clasps her hands together. She frowns. A beetle wanders over the rocks. Latte snatches it up and eats it.
Thanks, Daddy. You are the bestest.
She curls up behind the rock and sleeps. Daytime. Joom hurries over to Latte's lodge.
Latte?
He peers inside. In the riverbed, he steps next to Latte's footprint. Joom stares ahead at the empty riverbed. He takes a hesitant step forward.
Why do you have to be so stubborn? Now somebody has to go and get you back.
He scurries up a tree. Birds soar over Latte. Behind her, a walnut falls on a rock.
Hello?
Latte? Latte? Go! Now! Are you there?
Joom descends a tree trunk.
Latte!
Latte hides. They back into each other. She falls on him.
Here you are.
Seriously? Are you following me?
Follow? I don't follow you.
Listen, you need to come back with me right now. Or else...
Or else what?
You'll get eaten by all the wild animals around here.
I'm not planning on getting eaten today. I will bring back the water.
Have you ever been so far from home?
Nobody knows.
It's so dangerous out here. There are wild animals everywhere.
What is dangerous? There aren't any.
Wild animals.
See? You are scared too. Right?
A lynx sleeps on a branch.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what?
The lynx leaps and chases them. The riverbed diverges. The Lynx follows June. Latte uncurls and watches. June leaps on roots. A root breaks under the Lynx.
June! Yes! You made it!
The Lynx lands on its back.
Oops.
Me and my big mouse!
The Lynx approaches her. She balls up. The Lynx's ears pop up. It paws the spiny ball. A pine cone hits the Lynx.
Take that!
From a branch, June throws another. It hits the Lynx between the eyes.
Oh no!
The Lynx climbs the tree. Latte, mouth wide, looks on. The Lynx chases June from tree to tree.
I can't watch!
June peers around a tree trunk. The Lynx claws at him from the other side. June leaps through forked branches. The Lynx leaps after him, but gets stuck.
You're too slow!
The Lynx pushes its body through the fork. June runs. He jumps off a branch and lands in the riverbed. He pushes Latte. June jumps back into the trees. Latte rolls on the riverbed.
Turn right! Turn left!
The Lynx chases June. Latte rolls up a slope and uncurls midair. She sticks her tongue out at the Lynx. It slams into a branch.
Whoa, careful! Rocks straight ahead!
She collides with a mound of dirt.
This must be the landslide the beaver was talking about!
The Lynx stalks toward them.
Holy hazelnuts! I wish I was a flying squirrel!
A tree whacks the Lynx in the head.
Was a precision cut. Ooh, tasty. Now you shouldn't walk in that riverbed, kiddos. The water will flush you away. Dang dam's near to done. Ooh, got a piece of good oak there. Oh, yeah, let me get it.
Keep up the good work, Mr. Beaver.
The Lynx stretches its claws at them as they climb the felled tree.
Latte, you're going in the wrong direction. Home is that way.
Hopper looks inside a pumpkin.
Hey, Hopper,
huh?
You still looking for water?
I can't even make paw prints anymore.
The mud is so much drier.
How will Latte and June find their way back if we can't leave any paw prints anymore?
Corp soars overhead.
Don't know.
Kids, get out of the sun. You have to stay in the shadows to conserve your water.
Now, don't worry. Not even the tiniest trace.
A squirrel and a hedgehog aren't as big as theirs.
Just because you came up with this stupid tale of the Waterstone.
Mira climbs a tree over the clearing and watches.
I haven't seen Latte either. I have to find them.
I know you're worried, but our focus must be on the responsibility for everybody here. I need you to divide our last store of berries and water equally among all the families.
You think they believed Corp's nonsense about the Waterstone and...
I'll tell Corp. He will find them with his eyes wide open, vigilantly from above.
At the landslide, Latte climbs. June pulls on her foot.
This is not making it easier.
Come back with me. Or
what?
I'll tell my dad.
Good idea. Go home and tell him.
Latte! Wait!
No time. I'm on a mission.
Turn around, pighead.
You are in my way, Tattle Butt.
Slug Muncher.
Net Jack Slide Blower.
They paw at each other. June trips. Wrapped together in a ball, they roll down the landslide. They roll up a dead branch and fly high into the sky. Their bodies separate momentarily. They look down and hug each other as they fall to earth. They roll into a small cave. Colorful flowers grow on the cave ceiling.
Where are we?
Water!
Just mud, dear. Though hardly even that by now.
A toad, Greta, looks down at them.
Who's there?
What are you? A beautiful princess I was. But I stumbled into foreign homes without asking. Now look what's become of me.
You were a princess?
Well, was, but not ain't. Anyhow, I'm still pretty. So tell me now, how come you landed in my living room?
We're way to the Bear Forest to get the magic water stone?
It's late, little lambs, and the sun is setting soon. You shouldn't be out there anymore. My fearful friend, the Lynx, wakes up, and he is always very hungry.
Lynx? Big angry cat with pointy ears? We already passed him. Easy peasy.
He was way too slow for us.
True. He is rather slow and sleepy in the sunlight, but you should not meet him at midnight. Why don't you two spend the night here with me and continue your quarrel tomorrow, if you don't have other plans, of course.
We might consider it. Do you have anything to eat?
I was going to make a hearty hedgehog and savory squirrel stew. Just kidding. But you can try the flowers. They might still have some nectar in them.
I'm starving.
You need to jump higher.
Greta jumps next to them.
So you want to claim the water stone from old Banta, huh? He is not gonna like that.
I don't care.
Would you be so kind and tell Latte that this water stone doesn't really exist?
But the water stone does indeed exist, dear.
See? But my papa said it doesn't.
Your papa also told you that you'd get eaten if you left the clearing, didn't he? You don't look very eaten to me, little squirrel.
Not eaten yet. Wait, how do you know what my papa said?
Don't just sit there on your butt, Nuthead. Help me get to that flower. It's too high.
Joom gives her a boost.
Well done. Well done. Dinner is served.
A leaf cradles fruit and berries.
It's so good. I wish my cheeks were bigger.
Joom refuses a raspberry with a worm. Latte sucks the worm.
Where did you get all this?
This pretty toad knows a few tricks. Now, it's time to sleep.
Sleep? I'm a hedgehog. I don't sleep.
Sweet dreams, my dears.
The full moon glows over the landslide cave. Daylight. A leaf falls to the ground. Joom leaves the cave and stretches.
Sleep well.
I kept dreaming there was a bear. Then I realized it was a latte.
You two make a better team together than either of you alone, Joom.
No, we're not. I just need her to go back. I don't want to get lost out here. Or eaten or something.
I'm on my way.
I just told Joom that you need to stay together.
No, we don't. Joom wants to go home. Baby needs his dada.
Is that so? Who followed Latte all the way into the woods to protect her? And who was brave enough to leave the clearing? See? You are a good team.
Team.
Joom will accompany you.
I don't need a babysitter, especially not a scaredy squirrel.
I seem to recall Joom helping you get away from a certain ravenous lynx.
You told her? Show off!
I didn't.
Listen carefully now. You're about to enter the realm of the wolves. Your path leads through a wasteland drier than anything you've ever imagined.
How will we survive that?
Good question. This bag contains water berries. One berry will quench both your thirsts.
Cool.
Joom, you will carry the bag.
What?
Thank you. You're very kind.
How come he gets to carry the bag?
He'll divide them wisely.
Whatever. I don't need the berries. I'll find the water stone that will give us all the water we need. Bye, Princess Greta.
Wait for me.
Beware of Lupo and his wolves. They're not known for telling the truth.
Greta snatches a butterfly with her long tongue. The sun shines brightly over a sea of rocks.
I'm sick of rocks. I mean, come on. How many rocks do you need to make a mountain? How about some good old stairs? I'm so thirsty! Joom!
What now?
I need those water berries. Oh, come on!
Is that the wolf forest?
No wolf in sight yet, but I'll let you know if I see one. If you'll give me a waterberry.
Nice try.
Latte crosses her arms. The Wolves Forest and White Mountains Peak lie ahead.
My tongue is so fat and dry. I just need one berry.
Latte collapses on her back.
Really?
She points at her mouth. June goes to give her a waterberry.
What?
I'm not sure.
Rabbits and birds hurry out of the Wolves Forest. A wolf looms on an outcropping.
Why? No one here to be frightened of. Except maybe us. Maybe someone is after our waterberries. We should swallow them before they get stolen.
Latte, we need a place to hide.
He looks under a rock.
Occupied.
He buries his head in a hole.
Hey, occupied.
He scans the horizon and sees dead plants.
Squirrel. Where's my little
Choom?
Choom is clearly visible under the plants.
There's the little squirrel.
Latte helps him to his feet. He runs into Lupo, the wolf.
Hi, fellows. Looking for something?
Well, well. What? We have here. What do we have here?
Nice. Two fresh and juicy guests.
The wolves encircle them.
So, Link's got your tongue? Who are you?
I'm Princess Latte.
Princess?
My father is the king of Silgotten Forest. And if you dare hurt even one of my spines, you will regret it.
Oh, what a coincidence. I too am a prince. Prince Lupo the Great.
You're what?
Lupo stares at Akin.
Run!
Latte and Joom trot off.
Why in such a hurry? I hereby invite you to stay with us and enjoy a royal feast.
A feast?
Thank you. But, we're sorry to have to refuse your, generous offer. We are on an important mission and, have to go.
A mission? What mission might that be, Your Highness?
A royal journey to retrieve the Waterstone.
Oh. A tiny hedgehog and a scraggly squirrel are going to get the magic Waterstone from King Banter?
No one has ever tried and lived.
Why, we never tried.
Which is why we are still alive.
We should really be going, right, Your Highness?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well then, we will not be the ones to stop your royal progress. Your Highness, may your paths be paved with success.
The two walk away.
Whoa, that was so close, Latte.
Highness.
Okay, listen, remember what Greta said about the wolves?
Are we good or are we good? We tricked the wolves!
We tricked the wolves!
Oh, you got a good idea. And why you let them go, Lupo? Oh, come on, you can tell me.
You have no clue, do you? She might just be exactly what I needed.
Lupo smiles. Nighttime.
Sure we're walking in the right direction?
Nope, not sure at all. But how if you see some fresh running water and lush green trees? Then we have found the Bear Forest.
Is there maybe a plan B?
Well, we could always go back to the wolves and join their royal feast. Talking about a royal feast, I really need a royal waterberry. Oh, please, noble knight Joom!
Okay, here's the deal. I'm gonna give you one berry, but you have to earn it.
What? The nutshell thing? Are you serious?
Now, I will move all the nutshells around.
Everyone knows how to play nutshells.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. See? It's there.
Just get to the end part.
you get so good at this?
So, where's the waterberry?
This is easy. It, do you know which one? This one.
Sure.
A pine cone.
What?
Wrong. You lose. No waterberry for your highness.
You cheated!
Did not. Under one of these shells is the waterberry.
Let me see.
Pick one, but no prize.
It's not the same without a prize.
Come on, you have a 50-50 chance of being right.
That one?
A snail.
This is magical. Wait, show me what's under that one.
Okay then, let's check if the waterberry lies under the last one.
The waterberry is behind Joom's foot. He reaches for it, but it slips out of his hand.
Master of magic! You cheated! Hand it over!
He hands it to her and walks away. She grabs his arm. They sit against a root.
Here, take one half.
The snail crawls on the root. They stare up at the starlit sky.
Hey, Joom?
Yeah?
You know, I'm not a real princess. Everyone has a family. A mother, father, sister, brother. Everyone should have somebody. And I was wondering, why don't I have someone? So I started calling myself a princess. And lying about my father. My father isn't the king of Zogaten Forest. I'm alone. That's the truth.
I know.
You know?
My father told me.
But you never said that...
Said what? Princess Latte, the daughter of the king from Zogaten Forest, belongs to our clearing like everyone else.
But it's a lie, and you don't do lies.
Some lies don't matter. They just feel right. Besides, if you're not a princess, then why have a knight at your service, right?
Right.
They curl up under his fluffy tail. Joom, Latte, and the snail stare at the northern lights. They shine in bands of bright green. Daylight. The snail crawls on Joom's nose. He wakes and flings it off.
Latte, it's already morning. We fell asleep. Let's go.
You are walking in the wrong direction. Today, we find the water stone.
Not.
The bear forest can't be that far away now.
Forest gives way to sand.
Pumpkins back home must be almost empty by now.
Don't worry, we'll make it.
She curls up and crawls under a dead tree root. Joom hops on the root. It disappears. He falls on his face.
Hey, lazy butt! Keep moving!
Latte, this is hopeless!
The sun hangs low in the sky. A beetle sits on a dead branch with White Mountain in the distance. Latte and Joom stop at a blockade of rocks.
Another dead end. We should go back, Latte. I'm worried about everyone back home.
That is exactly why we have to keep going forward.
Wait!
Over there! That tree trunk! We gotta be close by now.
There's nothing here. No bears and no water stone.
We just haven't found it yet.
Maybe it's because the water stone isn't real after all.
It's real! Princess Greta said so, and so did Prince Lupo.
This is crazy. They need us at home right now, helping to refill the pumpkins.
Need us? Don't you understand? Nobody cares if I'm there or not! Nobody! I have to keep going, Joom!
I'm going back. Here, take the berries.
Give them to your family. They need them more than me. Go back, Joom. I don't need you. I'll make it on my own.
Wait, Latte! I want you to have them.
I don't need them. I don't need you.
Come on, Latte. You'll need water.
On a tree over a canyon, they struggle over the berry pouch.
Oh, no!
The berries fall and burst.
Now see what you did, Nutskull?
What?
So that's what Greta calls a good team, huh? Why'd you even follow me in the first place?
Do you really believe you would have made it this far without me?
Of course I would. You're just slowing me down.
No, your problem is you can never admit you're wrong. Not even a tiny bit. Go and prove to yourself or whatever else it is you're trying to do. Nobody cares.
Latte trips and falls. She grabs onto a branch.
Latte?
He rushes forward. She curls into a ball, slams onto the canyon, then rolls into a boulder.
Latte, are you okay?
If you mean Spike's arms and legs are okay, yeah? Otherwise, no, I'm not okay with you.
Look for a way up. There must be a path somewhere. I'll help you.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'll find the water stone myself. Go back to the clearing and your precious family. They're waiting.
You're such a dumbhead. Why don't you ever listen? Latte?
Head hanging, Joom walks back. Birds fly in the opposite direction. He looks over his shoulder, eyes wide. He climbs a large rock.
Latte, you were right.
He looks out over a lush meadow with running water and vibrant pine trees. Bears drink from a stream. Another bear scratches his back on a tree trunk. Another bear catches a fish in its mouth.
I have to find Latte!
The rock underneath him breaks. He slams into branch after branch, tumbling to the ground. Bear cubs dance around June.
And round and round! This will be perfection!
Jeez, how much longer? I'm all dizzy.
I hope I didn't hear you complaining.
June runs from dancing feet.
We will do this lesson again and again until you get it right. And no extra special treatment for you, Amaru.
Amaru stumbles.
Come on now, with grace.
The cubs dance and tumble with June stuck in the middle. He dances around the cubs. Amaru does several somersaults. Amaru rolls over him.
Round and round and round.
Amaru stands with Joom on his back.
Class is over. Everyone back to the castle.
The bear ballet trainer twirls away. The cubs follow. They leap over rocks in the stream. Joom's tail sticks up.
Yeah. What's so funny?
Amaru stops.
Nothing. It's gone. Yeah. What's gone?
Amaru stands and twirls.
Catch up, Amaru!
Yes, sir.
Amaru follows the other cubs into a bear cave. At the cave entrance, a large bear guard wields a large stick.
Hey there. Whoever you are, I know you're in my fur, and that's okay. But if you don't want the guard to see you, you better move to the left. Only bears are allowed to enter the castle. Hold still. That tickles.
Wait.
What?
Oh, it's you, Prince Amaru. Welcome back.
Amaru scratches.
Fleas?
Fleas? I don't... Oh, yes, please.
Amaru and Joom enter. Joom pokes his head up. Blue crystals and purple fungi glow in the dark.
Whoa!
Shh! Wow.
In the barren canyon, Latte walks alone.
It's a stupid squirrel.
She kicks a shell in the sand.
I'll find my own way.
She climbs the cliff face. Nighttime. She walks on.
Whoa. Nice. Somebody knows how to make it comfy.
She enters a small cavern.
Maybe a short nap. Lupa the Wolf seemed to know you. Have you ever met him? He treated me like a real princess. Can you give me a clue?
Where to find the water stone?
She curls up. An older hedgehog approaches the cavern.
Ahem. Excuse me.
Ah! Daddy?
What? I am not your daddy.
But...
Get out of my bed.
You're a hedgehog.
Breaking news.
I hate so much. Don't you see? You're a hedgehog. I'm a hedgehog. I'm a princess, so you must be a king.
Drought seems to have muddled your mind.
Oh, but I'm on my way to the Bear Castle to bring back the magic water stone.
The hedgehog, Johnson, sleeps.
Hello? Dad? Papi? Are you listening?
Do you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
That is the point. Stop talking. And for the record, I am not your daddy or your papa or your dada or your padre.
Are you sure you're not my daddy?
Listen, listen good, kid. I ain't no king. And I don't got no palace. And I ain't nobody's pop. Not that I know of. I live alone like all hedgehogs do. Whatever your pappy was, he was a loner too. And that means he ain't coming back. Now go away!
Well, I'm very sorry, but maybe you're just a lonely old grump. But my daddy isn't, and neither am I.
Oh, yeah? Hedgehogs are lonesome creatures. That's just how it is.
Not me. I am not lonesome. I have a lot of furry friends.
You have friends? Right. Who are your friends?
I have plenty. So, there is Choom. He's a squirrel. And then there is, Choom is a squirrel. Did I mention that?
Right. Choom, huh? You are far from home in the middle of the night all alone. If this Choom is your friend, where is he then, huh?
I don't know.
So, you have no friends. You better deal with it, kid. Us hedgehogs live alone. Always have, always will, and that is that. Oh, please, turn off the waterworks, lonesome cowboy. We're in a drought. That was a joke.
Just leave me alone!
Well, this is my lodge. How about if I tell you where the water stone is? Will you leave then?
I don't care about the water stone or anything. Really? I'm gonna live alone forever?
And ever. Yes. Get used to it, kid.
Johnson rolls over. In the bear cave.
Don't come out yet. Hide till my mama says goodnight.
Sleep well, my cuddly little cubby. Give your mama a kissy poo.
Okay, enough already.
Honey dreams.
Night, mama.
Now, she's gone. Hey, what kind of bear are you?
I'm a very small, nut bear.
Nut bear? Good one. I'm a bear. My name's Amaru. But who are you?
I'm Choom.
You have your very own water fountain? Can I have a drink? Wow. Of course you can.
Now that we have some.
What do you mean?
After the big landslide, we didn't have any water. Ugh, it was so terrible. But luckily not for long. My father, the Bear King?
Wait. King Bander is your father?
Yeah. Which is cool, you know? But guess what? While everyone thought we would die of thirst, my father brought a magic stone
magic
here.
Magic water stone. So it's...
Cool, huh?
It's all true? The Waterstone exists, and your father stole it.
Wait, what? My father is a thief?
Do you have any idea what it means for my little sister Mira, my parents, and the rest of us?
You don't have any water? I thought my father was a hero. And you, Tomb, I mean, wow. You came here alone to save your family.
No, not alone. It was me and Latte, but I lost her.
Latte?
Latte is my best friend. She believed from the start that the Waterstone is real and needs to be where it belongs.
But if you take it, then we won't have any water.
No, no. See, once we take the Waterstone back to White Mountain, we'll all have water. I promise. But first, I have to find Latte.
Latte walks along a riverbed.
Lonesome cowboy.
Right. I'm fine being alone. Better than fine.
Stones stand stacked on top of one another like tiny figurines. Latte finds a nutshell and puts it atop one of the figurine heads.
You don't know how lucky you are, Chew. Hedgehogs apparently have to live alone.
She stares up at the figurine. The shell opens.
Ugh. I'm talking to stones now? What's the matter with me? Rise and shine, Spiky Grandpa! Wakey wakey!
Great. It's you again.
Show me how to get to the Waterstone.
All right, all right. There's a secret passageway to the Bear Castle. Come on, follow me, but no talking.
Okay.
Overlooking the stream, it glows bright turquoise. The bear guard sleeps at his post. Johnson signals to Latte. Mm-hmm. They curl up in balls and roll past the guard.
Just like Corpse said.
Climb up and start swimming. You can swim, right?
Sure I can swim. I live next to a river.
Now that is what I call a fine hedgehog. The stream gets stronger the closer you get to the source.
And the source is the Waterstone.
Smarty pants. Okay, the bears are dangerous. Try to be quiet. And don't come back here again.
Take care, Grandpa Spiky.
She hugs Johnson. He smiles. Latte hugs the wall under a tiny turquoise waterfall. She climbs the rock face above the waterfall and looks down at Johnson. He gives a thumbs up. She holds her breath and dives into the stream.
Silence at last. What's the matter with me? All hedgehogs love solitude. That's what makes a hedgehog a hedgehog. I'm a hedgehog.
He ambles away. In the cave, Joom hides in Amaru's fur.
Stop it! Hide!
They approach the sleeping guard.
Huh? Prince Amaru! All hell! It's dark. No one is allowed to go outside now.
What? I'm the prince. I can go wherever and whenever I want.
I need to check with the king.
You want to wake up my father? Go ahead. At your own risk.
Of course not. I would never disturb your father.
Your tail.
Hold up.
Joom!
Another friend of yours.
The guard holds Joom by the tail. Underwater, Latte swims upstream through a tunnel. She dodges fish. She climbs onto a rock next to a huge sleeping bear. She covers her mouth. The bear rolls over on its back. Its huge paw slams on the rock next to Latte. Latte sneaks around the bear and peeks around a corner. She smiles and continues into the tunnel, where she finds Banter sleeping on his rock throne.
Mighty King Banter!
Okay, now I'm super impressed.
Moonlight bathes the cave.
Well, the guy must be a giant. Mighty King Banter? More like the Mighty King Snore, am I right? No wonder he sleeps alone.
The magic water stone! I knew it!
A fish jumps out of the water. Banter snatches it midair. Latte falls in. Banter turns over and snuggles the fish. Latte struggles against the current. A bear snatches her out of the water and throws her onto a pile of fish.
Blowfish? That don't look like no fish.
I'm no dizzy fish. Throw me back into the water.
Something fishy's going on.
We have a trespasser.
He grabs Latte.
Ow!
And throws her into a dungeon.
That's no way to treat a princess.
The bear seals the entrance with a rock.
Take me to your king. I was so close. Jim?
Latte!
It really is you! How did you... What are you doing here?
I was searching for you, and then I fell down a cliff.
You did what?
Then I got on Amaru's furry back.
Ama who?
Amaru, my new bear friend.
Your new bear friend?
Yeah, he's great.
Great? But I thought we were... Never mind. I'm sorry if I was a jerk.
I'm sorry you were a jerk, too.
Hey!
Do you ever think we'll get out of here? And get back home?
Back? I'm not going back. Not now.
We have to. I miss my family. They must be worried sick by now. And look, I saved the last waterberry for them.
We can't go back without the waterstone.
Here, you look thirsty. Friends share, right?
He sits beside her and offers half a waterberry. His tail wraps around her. They stare up at the moonlit ceiling. In the forest, Corp lands on a pine. He peers down at the lynx. He takes off. Sunlight shines into the dungeon. Latte and Joom sleep. Joom wakes Latte.
Stay awake, my friend!
Whoa, calm down.
You have to fight me first!
Amaru!
Joom?
I've heard about you.
Come on, you two. Let's get out of here before...
Is that you, Prince Amaru? King Bantor will be happy about this.
No, you won't be happy.
I order you to release us. I'm your prince!
You're a prince? A real prince?
I wouldn't disturb my daddy, especially during his morning routine. Know how mad he gets.
Let's see how mad he gets when he hears how you try to help these two escape.
Banter catches a fish in his maw.
Begin!
Bears stretch.
Once the music starts,
yes, like that.
King Banter, excuse me, over here, King Banter!
Guards! How dare you disturb the morning routine!
You bears keep the beat.
King Banter, great King Banter, sir, we need to report a serious breach.
Amaru, not again.
Remember, watch the hands.
Go on.
Banter covers his eyes.
Not you, wait.
I want light.
What is this?
King Bantor, we found two intruders in your castle. Your son, Prince Amaru, was found helping them to escape from the dungeon.
Intruders? What are you? A hedgehog and a sorry excuse for a squirrel?
He's a nut bear.
Ha! Huh. You need to learn one animal from another.
He catches fish.
There are no such things as nut bears, son.
He eats it.
Uncream!
Wait, you lied to me?
Stop! Wait, you don't! I did not give you the sign. I have some royal business to deal with first. So, you think you can just enter my castle?
Your Majesty, we come from a forest far away, with dead leaves and dry ponds.
That is not my problem.
And we need to take the water stone back
take
to-
Take the water stone?
Your Majesty.
You, too. Sneaky, prickly, scraggly pair of thieves.
But you are the thief!
Me? What nonsense?
You stole the water stone, and that was not fair!
Stolen liar! Guards, throw the little rodents out now!
Let's go.
Bears, halt! We are not done yet!
The bears stretch. Bantor stands and outstretches his arms.
That is so catchy.
The bears jump off stones into the water and perform synchronized swim patterns. The guards watch as they carry Latte and June. Bantor dances to his throne. Amaru covers his face. The bears catch fish in their mouths and surface. Fish jump from one mouth to another. The bears twirl in pairs. June looks at Latte. She bobs her head. The bears leap into the arms of their partners, then dive into the pond. Bantor dances with two fish in his hands. He twirls and hits the guards in the face with the fish. They fall and drop June and Latte.
Kings are not quite what I was expecting them to be. Just follow my lead.
They run to Amaru.
Everyone's distracted. Leave now.
Latte spots the turquoise stone in the cleft of a rock.
You keep watch from above.
And you take the stone.
Bantor grins as a bear dives off a high rock. Floating on their backs before Bantor, the bears form a bridge across the pond. Bantor steps on the bear bridge. Latte sneaks up to the water stone. June climbs the cave wall above it. Fish leap into the bears' mouths. They swing on vines around Bantor. They grab Bantor's feet and lift him into the air. Latte reaches for the water stone. Bantor stands atop the bear pyramid.
June! I need some help!
The water stone is stuck. June swings on a vine toward Latte. Together, they tug on the water stone.
Whoa! The magic water stone! It is beautiful!
The water in the pond begins to drain. A flower petal pattern of bears swirls. Bantor spots the missing water stone.
They have a magic water stone!
Latte hurries away with the water stone. The bear falls into the empty pond. Bantor slams on his back.
Hurry! Hurry!
Bantor slides on his belly.
Amaru, get them!
Run!
Amaru leads Latte and June out of the cave.
Oh man, I'm in so much trouble!
Stupid bear, stop dancing! Get after them!
The bears slip in the pond.
No! Oh, I really have to do everything myself.
Bantor jumps into a tunnel and slides after them. Joom leaps from one tunnel to another. Banter leaps after him. He strikes a pose mid-air. Outside the bear cave, Joom flies out of the tunnel, followed by Amaru and Latte. Latte hits Amaru's backside.
Whoa, it's beautiful. I almost want to keep it.
Latte!
Kidding! Let's go!
Banter gets stuck.
Come on, Nutbear and Spiky Princess! The mission's not over yet!
Na 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 na! Goodbye, big snory king!
Come on, Latte!
I will get you!
Inside the tunnel, the other bears stack up against Banner's backside. At the tree trunk over the canyon.
Good job, Amaru. Your daddy should really be proud of you.
Well, fair chance of that. But thank you so much for your help, Bear Prince.
Just promise me you'll find a way to send us some water, too.
The water belongs to all animals. We promise.
Goodbye, my brave friends, Latte the Hedgehog and Joom the Nutbear.
Bye.
Joom jumps across the trunk. Latte hesitates.
I can't do this!
Huh?
I won't let you fall again. I promise. Don't look down. Look at me.
Don't look down. Look at you. Don't look down.
Amaru blocks his father.
I will deal with you later.
They're putting the Waterstone back where it belongs.
Nonsense. It belongs with me.
Banter steps on the tree.
Hurry. Hurry. He's right behind us.
Oh, really? That helps? I'm nearly not nervous enough. Ah, I'm gonna fall.
Joom pushes her spiky back. He comes face to face with Banter.
Oh, no. Not again. Joom!
Banter claws at him. Joom clings to the underside of the tree. Banter grabs him. Joom crawls in Banter's fur.
That's amazing.
Close.
Banter slams his paws on the trunk. The trunk cracks. Joom hops onto the ledge. Banter falls into the canyon below.
Papa!
Papa!
Joom, we have to go.
Lupo and the wolves awaken.
Oh, how I love it when a plan comes together so perfectly.
Oh, boy. Food. Now I'm even hungrier, Lupo.
Latte and Joom climb up White Mountain. Up ahead, Lupo's tail swooshes over a rock.
Almost there.
This must be the magical place.
Doesn't look so magical.
Princess Latte.
Lupo!
I'm delighted our paths cross again.
Yes, I'm delighted too.
My dear princess, I was wondering if your royal mission was successful.
What mission?
He means the Waterstone.
Bingo. If someone could trick the stone from old King Banter and still be alive, it would be you, right? So, where is it?
Why are you asking?
Because, dear princess, hand the stone over now.
The stone is mine,
King Banter.
You heard him. Scram, you mangy pack of flea-bitten hounds.
For sure, you take the chance to steal the Waterstone.
This powerful stone is mine.
He's right.
Just shut up.
This magical power belongs to the king.
Of course.
Latte and Joom hurry away. The lynx appears.
The lynx! What are you doing here?
Great! You let them go!
We should eat them!
You won't get away!
Okay, wow. So, here we are. Maybe we should negotiate?
Negotiate? Ha! Are you kidding? The stone is mine!
No! It belongs to the wolves.
Latte runs through Banter's legs, but Lupo snaps at her. Banter swings at Latte, but hits a wolf. Latte runs into the lynx. The stone flies into the air. Lupo leaps. Joom snatches the Waterstone mid-air before Lupo clenches his jaw. He lands and throws the stone to Latte. Banter, the wolves, and the lynx close in on her. Latte turns into a ball and jumps. The predators slam into each other. Latte rolls next to empty nutshells.
Fighting won't solve anything. Why not try a game?
A game?
Did someone say game? Did someone say game?
A game to prove your skill. The smartest and fastest will get the stone. I promise.
She hands the stone to Joom and winks.
I'm the strongest.
I'm the smartest.
I will now put the water stone under one of these.
Don't be ridiculous. The shells are much too small.
With sleight of hand, Joom hides the stone under his tail and shuffles the shells.
See? Flickering fireflies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, that is fast.
Make your choice.
The lynx taps the shell on the right. Lupo claws the one in the middle. Banter sniffs each shell. He scratches his head, then chooses the shell on the left.
Does someone want to change their minds?
They shake their heads. Farther ahead, Latte holds the stone and climbs the mountain. The stone slips out of her hands and tumbles downhill. Latte chases after it. She grabs it.
Okay, let's start with the shell the lynx has chosen. No water stone for lynx.
Under mine is the stone.
And now the second shell, the one picked by Lupo, representative of the great pack of wolves.
I'm sure I won, of course.
No water stone here.
Darn. Oh, come on. I was sure it had to be that one.
I knew it. I win. The Bear King always wins.
Latte reaches the top of the mountain.
Come on. Show me my stone.
And the last shell goes to...
a snail.
What? Where is it? What did you do with my magic stone?
You dare to fool us?
Okay, let's bring this to an end.
She places the water stone in its rock. Joom runs uphill. Latte pounds the stone.
Stupid stone!
Banter pushes Joom out of the way.
Latte, time's up! Set the stone!
You didn't come all this way for this!
She jumps on the stone.
Please!
The earth trembles.
The earth is shaking!
Latte jumps out of the way. A geyser of water bursts out of the stone. Water flows down the mountainside, sweeping up Banter, the wolves, and the lynx. Joom holds onto a branch, but it snaps.
Joom? I'm coming!
Latte leaps into the waterfall. She surfaces, holding onto Joom.
We did it! We really did it! We tricked them all!
Didn't I tell you? The fastest and smartest gets the stone. And that is us!
Corp swoops down and snatches them out of the water.
Kudos, you young heroes! Your father would be proud!
We really did it!
Corp soars over the new stream. Greta watches the river from atop a rock. Beaver stands on his dam.
Locked up in water tight!
Beautiful mud! It's time for my beauty mask!
She eats a butterfly.
Good job, Hedgehog and Squirrel.
Well done. Oh, and good job, Beaver.
Dang it, I was trying to sleep. She went and doggone done it. Yeah, Latte, I'm proud of you, girl.
In the clearing, a leaf falls off a tree. Mira sits on a branch. Joom's parents hold each other. Mira slumps and turns away.
Huh? What's that?
Water fills the riverbed.
The water's back! Joom and Latte did it!
Oh, you all blessed the day! Good!
Water? Is this true?
The animals drink from the river. Mira spots Corp with Joom and Latte.
Hello!
Mira!
Joom! Latte! It's us! We're back!
Oh, my carrot!
My big brother is the best in all the world!
Mom!
me through!
Oh.
Chum!
Papa, I know we squirrels aren't heroes, but I had to help Latte.
Chum, no. You did the right thing all along. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're back, son. I'm very proud of you and very, very happy that you're back. Thank you, our own Princess Latte.
He bows to her. Mira whispers in her mom's ear.
Latte, we know we can't replace your dad, but we would be very happy to have you as a part of our family.
Really?
This is the best day ever! Welcome back, you two!
Come on, play with us!
Yeah, play with us! Let's play together!
The young animals carry Latte away. Joom follows. Corp and the parents look on. Joom's dad wraps his arm around his mom. In the bear cave, Banter slumps on his throne.
Woo! I told you, Papa! Here's the water!
You will make a wiser king than I, Amaru.
And now some summer salts! Clowned and clowned!
I'm proud of you.
He catches a fish. The boar piglet nudges Hopper into a pond. He crosses his arms. Mira points across the pond. Latte grabs Joom's hand, and they jump together. Water splashes on Hopper, and he falls on his bottom. The kids laugh at him. Latte splashes Joom and floats on her back. He smiles and swims after her. Fade to black. Turquoise words appear. Latte and the Magic Water Stone. Description written by Stephen Peltier and voiced by Chris Snyder. Described by Zoo Digital and AudioEyes. Underwater bubbles rise. Synchronized swimming fish perform over credits. Directed by Regina Welker, Nina Wells. Produced by Lillian Kragus, Thomas G. Muller, Jan Goosen. Mark Mertens, creative producer, Jesper Muller. Based on the book Latte and the Magic Water Stone by Sebastian Liebeck. Published by Thienmann Esslinger Verlag. Additional story and dialogue, Marina Martens, Jesper Muller, Regina Welker, Nina Wells. Music by Andreas Hoag. Music conducted by Robert Van Stein. Edited by Sasha Seidel, Regina Welker. Credits continue. Credits scroll. Voice cast alphabetic order. Lupo, Dan Ammerman. Latte, Ashley Bornankin. Rabbit Kid, Addison Chandler. Banter, Corp, Dan Fesenfeld. Johnson, Julian Grant. Joom, Carter Hastings. Svia, Alexa Kahn. Bear Guard 1, Tim Lagasse. Greta, Leslie Miller. Bear Guard 2, Byron Mark Newsom. Bear Mother, Carla Renata. Akin, Rabbit Father, Eric Solling. Mira, Bear Cub, Animal 1, Lily Sanfilippo. Mama Bear, Rabbit Mother, Joom's Mother, Sophie Simpson. Amaru, Boar Kid, Gunnar Sizemore. Beaver, David Shawtruck. Vilho, Michael Sorich. Ballet Trainer, Joom's Father, Kirk Thornton.
Thank you.
Latte and the Magic Water Stone. Copyright 2019. Dreamin' Dolphin. Eagle Eye. Grid.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.